Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Winds. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the word.
Good afternoon. This is the 1010 Winds News Flash for Wednesday, September 4th. I'm Mario Bosquez. Here is what's happening. Hurricane and storm surge warnings are being extended as Dorian continues crawling up the eastern seaboard. The storm surge warning now in effect from Port Canaveral, Florida, all the way to the North Carolina-Virginia border. North Carolina has reported its first storm-related death. Governor Roy Cooper says an 85-year-old man fell off a ladder while preparing his home for the storm. If I were you, I would be saying I'm so effing sorry for what happened. That's what Council Speaker Corey Johnson said to representatives of Con Ed during a council hearing today. Council members are questioning the utility about its decision to preemptively cut power to 30,000 people in Brooklyn this summer. The utility did not take his advice and apologize. A new study says New Jersey has the best education system in the country. Education Week ranked all 50 states based on 39 different categories. Massachusetts, number 2. Connecticut, 3. New York is tied for 7th. An internal government watchdog says migrant children separated from their parents at the border last year have shown increased signs of PTSD, and the rush reunification process only made it worse. Scarlett Johansson said she loves Woody Allen, believes him when he says he didn't sexually abuse his daughter, and would work with him any time. She says she's asked Allen about the allegations many times, and he's been very direct with her. We'll give him points for manners if nothing else. A New Jersey man has been arrested for breaking into Taylor Swift's home in Rhode Island. Police say the suspect wasn't wearing shoes when they found him. When they asked why, he said he'd been taught that it's polite to remove your shoes when you enter somebody's house. No one was home when he broke in. 1010 Winds AccuWeather. We could get some heavy storms blowing through the area late this afternoon and this evening. Clearing later tonight with a low of 65, breezy, cooler, less humid. Tomorrow, sun mixing with clouds, high 75. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Winds.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.